Hi guys, welcome back to my channel. I have a little life update for you guys. So basically, I decided to end my relationship with my partner. Now, the reason that I decided to end my relationship is not because something happened or the relationship was toxic or whatever. Literally nothing happened. However, I still decided to end it. And I wanted to make this video not because I feel obligated to give you guys an explanation or anything. However, I do think that there's people in the same situation as me that have a good relationship, but they don't feel like, oh, I can get out of it because there's nothing really wrong with the relationship. So why do I feel like this? But you still want to get out of it. And for you guys, I want to make this video because people will shame you when you get out of a relationship like that. Yeah, like you will hear so many opinions of like, oh, what you did was so wrong. You're a horrible person. But you know inside of yourself that staying is not an option for you. Sometimes it's fine to listen to your own intuition and to do things according to what you feel like. Before we get into this video, I want to say a huge thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this video. BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform. BetterHelp also has a network of over 30,000 therapists, so you can easily find a therapist that's the right match for you. However, if the therapist you found is not the right match, you can easily switch therapists with no additional charge. So you save a lot of time and you save a lot of money. I also absolutely love that it's online because if your area has limited options, it's more easily accessible for you to find a therapist as well. For me, for example, these days, I don't want to leave my house. So talking to a therapist out of the comfort of my own home is definitely such a big blessing.
To get started, you fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then you get matched to a therapist in as little as a few days. You can schedule a phone, video or message-based session, whatever you are more comfortable with. They also have a journal that you can write in and you can attend group sessions.
Basically, you get all the same benefits as an in-person therapist, but without all the extra hassle. If you think that you might benefit from therapy, then please click the link in the description below or visit betterhelp.com/wizardlit. Clicking that link will not only help support this channel, but it also gets you 10% off your first month at BetterHelp. Hi guys, my name is Liz and welcome back to my channel. Okay, let's get into it. Why did I end my relationship? First of all, I was way too comfortable in the relationship. And I posted about this on TikTok and I said that I was way too comfortable. And everybody was like, oh my God, you're so toxic. Isn't that good being comfortable? Blah, blah, blah. Being comfortable is good. Being way too comfortable is not good. When people become way too comfortable in a relationship, they don't want to do anything anymore. That's why you see a lot of people, they stop looking after themselves. Like they don't care about anything anymore because they think, oh, I just have my partner. I already have him, whatever, you know? And then the partner starts to lose attraction for the person or the person starts to feel really bad about themselves and they become very insecure. Now for me, I literally have no motivation and no more passion for life, like at all. Because I literally, like the amount of money even that I let on the table and I didn't do brand deals or I didn't do anything because I thought, whatever, it doesn't matter. I have my partner. That's what I mean. Like I am not working towards my goals as hard as I should. And it infuriates me. I'm like, I don't have that fire anymore. And to be this comfortable, I don't like it. I don't want to be this comfortable, you know? I want to have passion in life. I want to have like that strive for life again. And I want to go after my goals like really hard. And as well, he as well, like there's so many things that he needs to work on that he doesn't want to work on because he thinks like, oh, whatever, I just have Liz. But now that he doesn't have me anymore, because we're still texting, he told me, he's like, oh, I'm immediately fixing this. I'm doing this. I'm going to go to therapy now. He has fire again. He has passion again because it's like, oh, I don't want to lose the person that I love the most. And I think we both need that like fire again. We need that passion again. And that's it. At the same time, my partner, my ex-partner is the kind of person, he doesn't have friends. Like he's very antisocial. He doesn't like socializing. Like for him, it's me and him together. That's it. Like he doesn't need anyone else and he needs he's very clingy. So he constantly needs me around everywhere or calls me or whatever, you know? For me, I miss having friends. I miss like having relationships with women, especially because he's my best friend. And because he's my best friend, I am literally not looking out or going out with girls anymore or creating new friendships because I think, oh, anyways, I'm just with him. I'm at a point in my life where I wouldn't even date myself because I don't think I have a healthy pattern when it comes to dating, because I always put my partner first. And until I fix this unhealthy pattern that I have, I don't think I should be dating at all. Like, I should be the kind of person that does my own thing, and the person that's in my life should just add value, but he shouldn't influence what I do in my life. Like, I should still have my hobbies, I should still have my friendships, and I shouldn't be isolated with one person. This is unhealthy. It's not that he's telling me to not go out with friends or not do these things, but it's like, because he doesn't do it and he doesn't have friends, when I go even like to a restaurant with my friends, I feel bad because I'm like, oh, he's sitting at home, like he's not doing, like it makes me feel bad. So for me, honestly, right now, I don't want to date anyone. I want to date myself. I just want to be single for a while. I want to date myself, and I want to get to know myself again, because I feel like I focus my energy so much on my partner that I neglected myself. I neglected my soul. I didn't neglect my outer appearance, but my outer appearance is not me. Like, what is inside is me, and I don't feel connected to myself anymore. And I hate that feeling. I know it's not his fault, but it is mine, because for me, it's like, I keep dragging it on because I think like, oh, we'll get better. And it doesn't, because I have issues in myself that I still need to fix and still need to work on. And I am going to work on them. Once like I have worked on my issues, and he has worked on his issues, there is a possibility for us to get back together, obviously. Right now, I think for both of us to grow, we need to be separate. I became so anxious as well, like in public, that even when I go to the mall, I call him and I'm constantly on the phone with him because I don't want to walk by myself. Meanwhile, before this relationship, I used to travel alone. I miss myself. Like, I really miss myself. And I just want to know again what it's like to have that connection with myself, to not feel weird when I'm alone out in public, when I'm going alone to a restaurant or whatever. I want to have that connection back with myself. I want to think like, okay, Liz, what are we gonna do together, you and me? And I just believe that everyone that comes into your life for a reason. There is no one that has entered your life or you had a relationship with that just came for no reason. See, we are a soul, right? And we're souls on earth are literally here to evolve and to learn. And we learn through relationships, we learn through our parents, we learn through our traumas, we learn through our heartbreaks. These are the reasons that we learn, and these are the reasons that we evolve. When somebody comes into your life and you have a relationship with them, sometimes it's not meant to be forever. Sometimes it's only a phase in your life. And I really understood this because people are telling me, oh, why aren't you sad? If this happened maybe 2 years ago, because I really have such a strong bond with my ex-partner, I would have been devastated. I would have been heartbroken. But I understand life differently. My value doesn't come from having a partner or relationship. My value comes from myself. I need to be whole by myself. And then when the person comes in, he will be whole as well. So anyone that I attract right now into my life or start dating will be a reflection of me. I was reading this book, it's Many Lives, Many Masters. The book basically had a quote where it said like, you have reached true consciousness when you realize that the relationship you have is your own soul looking back at you. And this is so true. If you look at your relationships, with like, even if it's your friend or your partner, they are mirroring you. Every guy that comes into my life, that they will be just a reflection of me. So I don't want to date anyone. This is just a time for me to learn to be on my own again, to learn to love myself fully. Like every single morning now when I wake up, I look at myself in the mirror and I say, I love you. I say my name and I say, I love you. You have to try it. Go to the mirror, look yourself in the eyes and tell yourself you love yourself. Like, we all speak about self-love, but when you say that to yourself, like, it brings tears to my eyes. Literally even saying that to myself. So for me, it's just like, I want to become my dream woman. So whoever comes into my life will be my dream person that matches my vibration and matches my energy. Don't let people shame you or feel like, oh, why are you doing this? Like, this is such a bad idea, whatever. listen to your intuition. We neglect our own inner voice so much, and then we spend years in a relationship, and then at the end we have spent years hating it because we cared more about other people's opinions than our own intuition. Like, I know that this is the best thing I'm ever gonna do in my life right now. Like, this is my best decision, and I believe this. And I just really believe that whatever I do is for the better of me. Like, I truly trust myself on that. Any decision that I've ever made in my life has brought me here. And this is actually the reason that I'm this successful today, is because of me. And because of the decisions I made, and because of my intuition that I listened to. And I went against everyone's opinion to do it. Everyone. I did not care. This is how I'm going to do it again. Feel that this is right. That's it. So yeah, guys, I just wanted to give this little update to help you guys. And yeah, I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for watching. Bye-bye.